This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. At least 37 people died in an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb on Friday, the Lebanese health ministry said on Saturday, including two senior Hezbollah leaders, as well as several children, in what is the deadliest strike in a year of conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Rachel Judah from Reuters reports.
Several children were among those killed in an Israeli strike on a Beirut suburb, according to Lebanon's health ministry, who said the death toll rose to dozens on Saturday. Overnight, Hezbollah confirmed that 16 of its members, including senior leader Ibrahim Akil and top commander Ahmed Wahhabi, were killed in the Friday afternoon strike. It has also inflicted another blow on Hezbollah following 2 days of attacks earlier this week, in which pagers and walkie-talkies used by its members exploded. The total death toll in those attacks is now in the dozens, with more than 3,000 having been injured. The attacks are widely believed to have been carried out by Israel, which has neither confirmed nor denied its involvement.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. Ukrainian drones have struck multiple Russian arms depots, destroying what Ukraine's general staff claimed were thousands of tons of weaponry, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky travels to the White House next week. Ukraine launched over 100 drones at Russia and occupied Crimea overnight. A victory plan that Zelensky will present to President Joe Biden will include long-range striking capabilities, long sought by Kyiv, and will serve as the basis for any future negotiations with Russia. Zelensky has regularly alluded to the plan's preparation, but has not publicly outlined its contents, saying only that it contains terms acceptable for Ukraine to negotiate with Russia after the two-and-a-half-year war following Moscow's full-scale invasion. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some 53 people have been killed and 51 others are missing in Mexico's western Sinaloa state since rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel began clashing on September 9th, local authorities said on Friday, with gruesome violence showing no signs of abating. Diane Tal from Reuters has more.
Sinaloa's governor said more than 40 people have been arrested in recent days, including Fernando Perez Medina, known as El Pi, the alleged security chief for one of the sons of the jailed former Sinaloa kingpin known as El Chapo, who now leads the Los Chapitos faction. The trigger for the conflict between the two most powerful factions of the Sinaloa drug syndicate dates back to July. That's when Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who allegedly co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, was arrested in the United States. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said that the United States was partly responsible for the instability because they, quote, carried out this operation.
Diane Tal from Reuters. Four Greenpeace activists who were arrested for scaling the country estate of former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak last year to protest his oil and gas drilling expansion plans have been cleared of criminal charges. A York magistrate's court judge dismissed the charges Friday after finding the evidence was too tenuous to convict them of criminal damage for allegedly cracking slate tiles on Sunak's North Yorkshire roof. A defense lawyer argued that testimony by a roofer who worked for Sunak was unreliable and that areas of the roof untouched by the protesters also showed signs of damage. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports California's governor signs a law to protect children from social media addiction.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law making it illegal for social media platforms to knowingly provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. The legislation will take effect in 2027. The policies are part of a growing push in states across the country to try to address the impacts of social media on the well-being of children. New York State passed a law earlier this year allowing parents to block their kids from getting social media posts suggested by a platform's algorithm. State attorneys general recently sent a letter to Congress asking them to require warning labels on social media platforms. I'm Julie Walker.
A rare tornado touched down in England, toppling trees, tearing off roof shingles, and terrifying residents. Nobody was injured by the twister that struck Aldershot, a town about 30 miles southwest of London, at midday Friday. The Tornado and Storm Research Organization, a private research group, says the tornado traveled just over a mile and had a preliminary rating as light or mild. Resident Luis Del Podevin says it was frightening as the wind swirled leaves around and bent over trees, but the twister lasted less than a minute. She says a gazebo flew by and landed on a fence. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.